back into discussion regarding road and bridge update. I met with Randy based upon requests from the state auditor's office regarding capital improvement sales tax that has been expended for capital improvement purposes within our combined road and bridge fund, which is the old road and bridge fund and the road and bridge trust fund. And they want us, obviously, to track this on an annual basis. I think we can address it for 2014 in our budget. But for the year 2012 that they're budgeting, we went back and we took a look at what could be considered capital improvements and what could not be considered capital improvements. And following that discussion, Randy has gone and run a number of figures for us. Randy, would you like to go into this and tell us what you've come up with? You want this? This would be for the year 2012, and this is in response to questions and line of questioning from state auditor's office.
And part of the question was, is how much of salaries can we attribute to this, what we've highlighted here as capital improvements, and for the year 2012, in looking at this with our work that we performed within this, I would say at least 55 to 60% of our workforce was attributed to these items.
Okay. Have you got a figure on that for me?
Well, monetary taking that percentage of what we use on salaries.
Are you talking about the total budget? 55% of it used on projects.
Well, we've got that
just on salaries.
Figured out just on salaries and loan. Basically taking 2012's and actuals and...
Does one of these figures hit that, or...?
No.
Okay, that's something else.
That'll be on top of this.
All right. If, in fact...
You've got me a little confused.
Okay.
Well,
I'm easily confused.
Glad you said it.
Is maintenance consideration in there?
No, that's where the percentage comes in. Because what we figure we can use as capital improvements, basically like our chip seal, that's a capital improvement. That's actually physical stuff you can see. Our money is attributed to road oil, hot mix, cold mix, concrete, a bridge. So then we figured that stuff didn't get there by itself. How do we attribute the salary of the workforce for that, and how much time we spend to that amount of time toward that type of work? And then we, the other part of the year, basically figuring maintenance. If we go out and clean ditches, I can't use that. That's just maintenance type work. But resurfacing a road,
yeah,
is a little different.
I don't see it that way, but that's the way you guys can figure it out. I'm saying that you have to have your capital improvement doesn't exist without your maintenance. The way that I would look at anything like that, if you don't clean the ditches and so on and so forth, your destruction of your capital improvement
is
gone.
It's right.
Say it again, Dan.
If you don't clean your ditches and do all the slab work and all that kind of stuff that you need to do, mm-hmm. your capital improvement
deteriorates.
Your destruction has caused it not to be a capital improvement anymore. So that's the way I feel, that the maintenance part of it takes care of capital improvement. It's no different than the sewer line that has to be replaced because of a break or...
Well, he's figuring in if it's replaced. If we add oil, if we add chips, if we...
Right, I mean...
Do bridge work.
But if you don't keep your ditches clean, right, you don't have no capital improvement because it's... The destruction of it, it's gone.
Well, we have a capital improvement. And if we don't clean our ditches, that capital improvement deteriorates in value. And we have to add more to the capital improvement. But what's in the ditch and the cleaning of it, at least by many, is not considered a capital improvement itself. It's
maintenance.
Now, if we do maintenance to the capital improvement, but I see what you're saying. That I made a note that we'll look at it from two different aspects. But
don't you consider the road itself as a capital improvement?
Yes.
Well, then all the other is maintenance of that.
Now, what's in the ditch came off the capital improvement, and it's been cleaned out to maintain the capital improvement. What's in the ditch is most of the time is
the road itself?
Is what you're saying? The road itself, the capital improvement.
Okay.
I mean, that's just more my opinion.
Let's see, based upon the base that he's got, and we can adjust this upward, what else you came up with there, Randy? Figures?
I mean, that's...
What I'm looking at, 55% of the $1,929,413 is $1,061,177.15. That's using the 55%.
Right.
You said your best estimate was between 55 and 60. I took the lowest number just to start there so I would be at the base. Isn't that what you said?
Right, associating salaries with what we had talked about previous. But how much time we spent on that type of work.
Now let's step over to the materials and so forth that we know are directly related to the capital improvements. Do you have a figure on those?
That figure that we added up... which we figured that up at 2.644612.
So 2,644,612.
Right.
So if I add that to the 1,061,000, we're looking at 3.7 million. Now my question to you is, how much money?
That one, I'm not sure what we come up with on that one.
What is this right there?
Well, that's...
You got your 2.6. What's the 1.684? Salaries?
I don't think that was salary. That was what I added up, but you were out on figures off to me off this budget. And I don't know where you come with that.
So let me have a look at that. Okay, we had not figured salaries, and you went back and you'd come up with what that was on the actuals. And here, although not marked.
What I come up with on what I anticipate in salaries is how much time do we attribute in a year's time in 2012 is we have pertaining to doing this type of work that these materials would be useful.
Thank you. No. Okay, those two figures are roughly... Let's blew it out. I think that the two figures were perhaps one of them was TIF.
I'm thinking that's
seven.
What
that,
this figure would have been.
Well, I'm adding the three TIFs together and I only see about $750,000. Well, let me run through those figures based on your calculations on the employees, and I'll put these down on through a calculator. That's going to give me a pretty good idea. Okay, what he's done is based, employees, percentage of employees, based upon signs, cold mix, hot mix, concrete, culverts, guardrail, road materials, road oil, rock chips, and then of course we had the boys camp this in 2012 expenditure of $500,000, which is capital improvement.
We also had the bridge at Crook Tim Cedar Creek 2012.
Apparently we didn't separate that out. My best guess is we're going to be looking at somewhere around $4 million. And we spent $6.9 million.
Is that on equipment and other things? Or?
No, we're not. No equipment's counted in that. I mean, equipment purchase.
My question is why?
Well, that's the part that's kind of gray to me. It takes that to build the capital.
Let me just go back to something pretty simple that you brought up here. You use the Boys Camp Road, which is a contract job, and you use that in your capital improvements, but you can't use our own equipment, our own materials for the roadsides or ditch lines or anything like that, that we pull, when we pull material, it usually goes right back into the, to along the ditch lines or all those things. If it's a contracted project, you add the cost of it in. If it's not a contracted project, you don't seem to be able to add it in. I don't understand that part of it. I'm just trying to bring some points forward, and maybe I don't know what you were asked to bring forward. I know the difference that they're wanting to know how much you spend on capital improvements. The thing of it is any work that they do that pertains to a road and its improvement is a capital improvement. And whether the equipment used is part of that, the labor force used as part of that. So that's what I'm basing my judgment on, and I don't see it any different than.
But here, look, there may not be any difference, but here was the reasoning. We have a bridge that was furnished via a contract. Yes, all those things were included. Here's what the bridge cost us. So they can say, here's this bridge and here's X dollar amount that it cost you for that capital improvement. That's the cost of the bridge. Well, it's more than just the cost of the concrete. It includes the labor. And you're right. So, pulling that forward is thinking as why not the equipment that we are utilizing to do the very thing, same very things on existing capital improvements.
To build a bridge.
I'm with you.
To build a bridge, you have to rent a crane.
And I'm with you regarding the roads, at least in part.
Right.
I know that some of the material we pull, when the guys get out and clean out the culverts, that's not a capital improvement.
Right.
But I follow what you're saying.
But to build a bridge, there is the company that you hire has to have a crane. They have to have certain pieces of equipment to build that dollar amount of bridge. $500,000, let's just take $500,000.
Right.
What's involved in that capital improvement is everything that they use to build that bridge.
Right.
Including the labor force. Cranes, backhoes, dozers, the whole shooting match. And if that can be figured in as a capital improvement, then what we use as equipment can be figured in as a capital improvement.
I'm with you. Right now, we don't know that that can be. We're just surmising that it could be. But if we're going to surmise on one case, we should surmise on the other, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't disagree with that.
So what do you use to figure your equipment? I mean, I know if we buy a piece of equipment for that, we can associate. But then you got to depreciate that out over a period of time and come up with some reasonable figure.
Yeah, but we purchase out front, so we utilize that. This is our capital improvement expenditure for this year. And you don't say that it's a capital improvement expenditure the second year because it truly wasn't. But what fuels that truck to get you out there is, right? I mean, you couldn't be utilizing it unless you're fueling it.
I mean, you can make several different arguments, but the only thing that I could see would be like snow removal and anything to do with snow removal and the time frame that's used for snow removal, not capital improvement. I don't guess. I don't know. But mowing would be another one that would be considered maybe or maybe not.
Can't see it.
It's maintenance.
Not as a capital improvement is what I'm saying.
You can attribute that more of a safety and a maintenance type thing. But to me, maintaining the culvert, the drainage structure of a road is kind of crucial to the road itself.
Vital.
Same thing with bridges.
Well, let's talk about this further, and that's what we're in the process of doing. And we will tweak this and the figures that we come up with.
Okay.
What else do you have, Randy?
That's all I have.
Gentlemen, we are, if I'm not mistaken, we are have completed this morning's business. Our next issue is not until 2 o'clock. We have two issues. First is P&Z, and the P&Z is a question of whether or not we pay out front for flood victims or seek reimbursement first and then pay flood victims and or related expenses. The second is the HVAC service recommendation that we acted on with some caveats. We're going to have a recommendation from purchasing, asking us to discard those and go back out. But that'll be 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Randy.
So can we stand in recess until that time? Let's stand in recess until 2 o'clock.